Beth and Mahoney. Weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
The sweet sounds of a laundromat.
Dirty laundry.
So some people reacting to Wild Bill, and this one is spot on. Wild Bill sounded like the dude.
Yes.
Yeah, didn't he?
Kind of.
Yeah.
I mean, like, if the dude believed in violence, but we all know that he did not.
Well, but this is the type of violence that's only meant for people that cannot defend themselves. Somebody else sent us a text to the Centennial Toyota text line at 73100, called him the Boulder Highway Batman.
Uh-huh. 100%. You know, like, talking to Wild Bill, it sounded like he had, you know, coming from a good place, good heart, protecting those who can't protect themselves. The elderly, women, not
kids.
That women can't protect themselves, but women, certain women who can't.
Right.
And
kids, dogs.
Dogs,
yeah.
Man. Man, who you abuse any of those, you are a horrible person. Wild Bill's going to kick your ass.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to have a couple of pitchers of booze and come kick your ass.
Yep.
All right, next
we'll have
up.
A giant sangria, and it's going to be a party after
you got
that.
$9.95, you could go
meet a woman with no teeth.
Have some fun.
Somebody else sent us a text and said, I love that he said $9.95 with no teeth.
$9.95.
Like you don't
round up.
You don't round up to $10.
Round up.
You're like, you know what, girl? Here's $10. Thank you.
Thank
All right,
you
so here we go. On to the next one.
Interesting range of.
Yeah.
Up tops to, tops
up,
out.
Up to 60
Higher
bucks.
End of 60.
Woo.
All right.
All right, here we go. On to the next one. This one's just called Naked Prostitutes, Ian.
Oh, yeah. So this is a woman I actually met outside the laundromat. She was waiting for the bus.
Okay, great.
And so, opportune time to talk to her. She frequents Boulder Highway quite often. She's actually had to live in a couple of the motels there.
Okay.
And she told me a story about one of the first nights she moved into one of those motels.
Dirty laundry.
So I am yet again outside the bar laundromat with Anonymous. Anonymous, how are you?
Hi.
How is the day going today?
It's going.
Now, are you here to do laundry?
No, I'm actually here waiting for a taxi.
Where's the taxi going?
Henderson, I'm going to see some friends of mine.
We're at a laundromat. You don't know me. I don't know you. And I don't pass any judgment. So this is the perfect place to air some dirty laundry.
This is the perfect place to do anything.
What do you got?
Well, like, when I lost my house, I had to move, of course, back to Boulder Highway. And my first night in I took my dogs for a walk, and in the back alley, there's prostitutes back there changing clothes. Like, it's the thing to do. And I'm just like, I love Boulder Highway. I really do. There's one that walks up and down Boulder Highway right here with no pants on every day.
Oh, I've met her before. That was the last one I talked to.
Oh, yes.
Now, have you interacted with any of these prostitutes?
Hell no. My roommate actually brought one home just the other night, and I told him, nope, not having it. She's got to go. And he's like, well, how do you know she's a prostitute? I'm like, look at her.
Oh, man. I feel like there's a lot more stories there, too.
Now, I personally have not seen any of the working girls changing, but I wouldn't put it past Boulder Highway.
Were they changing, like, I mean...
Changing outfits like there was a backstage at a Britney Spears concert?
Yeah.
Like they were just
going to... I picture, like, just a quick wardrobe change.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The second act's getting ready to happen.
That's right.
You got a lot of police over there, too.
Oh,
so you gotta,
sure, yeah.
Man, that's smart.
Yep.
I'm sure the cops are like,
it.
Well, you exactly fit the description of the girl that we're looking for, only now you're wearing a green dress. Like, but...
But
the other girl was wearing a red dress, wasn't she?
Yeah, these are 7-inch Lucite heels. The other one, only 6 inches.
Ma'am, you can't remove that Tasmanian devil
tattoo. Somebody just texted us. It's got to be Taz, doesn't it?
Always.
It shows my wild side.
Always.
Somebody just texted us, said, I've seen the no pants prostitute. Have you actually met her?
Yeah, that was actually the working girl last talked to. Yes.
So you did reference that she had no pants. I didn't know that was like her thing.
Yeah, well, I guess that's her thing. I learned that.
Well, you know, everybody knows that branding is important in any line
that's right.
of work.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's, I would say, you know, you're getting the word out.
How else are you going to attract somebody?
I'm ass out Ashley, okay?
Yeah.
That's me. And this last one is just called Pizza Cheese.
Oh, man, this is cold-blooded. This
what
is cold-blooded. So I caught this woman as she was waiting for her husband. The whole time she was telling me this, she was kind of looking to the side to make sure her husband wasn't coming up because... Ooh, man, she's got some secrets.
Oh. Dirty laundry.
This is Anonymous. Anonymous, how are you today?
Okay, I'm looking for my husband right now. I cheated on my husband 5 times.
Whoa, when was that?
When we first started dating. We've been together 10 years.
So 5 times in total?
5 times total.
When was the last time?
About a year and a half ago.
Okay.
You're about to see my husband now, so oh my God.
It's okay. It's okay. Don't worry.
Woo!
I know.
I had to tell somebody, so I feel better now.
Is he a good-looking guy, your husband?
Of course. Yeah.
10 years? That's a really long time.
Yeah. He's my third marriage, though. So. It seems like I have, like, the five-year curse. I'm married for 5 years, and I have to divorce him, but I've been with him much longer than 5 years, so...
Where did you meet these other guys?
I met my first husband when I was 12 years old.
No. I mean the Sanchos, the guys on the side.
Work. They were all co-workers.
What do you do?
I work in pizza management.
Hey, I used to do that, too.
I worked at Pizza Hut, Domino's, Little Caesars.
Oh.
I got it off my chest. Nobody... I didn't tell anybody that, so...
Except the entire Las Vegas radio audience, but it's okay.
Yeah.
Can you believe that?
All five of her how do you get this stuff out of these people?
Don't worry about it, Dave.
That is unbelievable.
Cold-blooded.
Five co-workers. Man.
What
a cool manager.
Dave and Mahoney. Weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
We've had some bad food before, right? Like you were talking earlier, the old gut bomb. But nothing like this. A woman mistakes a 37-week pregnancy for bad Chinese food.
Wait, she thought she had bad Chinese food 37 weeks ago, and yeah. That's what's making her bad. She's slowly bloating.
The 29-year-old Crystal Gale Emerson said she woke up about 4 a.m. Sunday with some stomach pains and had her running back and forth between the bathroom and the bedroom for more than an hour. I had Chinese food the night before, and I kind of figured maybe I had food poisoning or something like that. Turns out there was nothing wrong with the Chinese chicken that she'd eaten the previous night. Unbeknownst to her, she was actually 37 weeks pregnant and on the verge of giving birth to her second son.
So not even her first
rodeo. Not even the first kid. Yeah, like, you should know what this is like, man.
I've heard women who don't know, like, they don't have symptoms of being pregnant. And, like, they don't know that they were pregnant until, like,
except for
they
you're
give
getting
birth.
Much larger. You're growing a body
and, like,
inside
I never understood that.
Everything changes. Like, your
I know,
whole body
but
changes.
But there's women who don't know that they're pregnant until they're giving birth.
Man, you have got to be more in touch with your body than that. I'm sorry.
I treat my body like garbage, and I would think I would know.
At least
by week, like, 30. Like, you know, I would know. I would
right.
know.
Like, the first, you know, first trimester, sure, yeah. like, subtle changes. But, you know, like, when you're... boobs start getting big and your belly starts getting really big and you have these weird cravings like last night. I was thinking about the idea of you know, being pregnant and just how difficult it is throughout the entire process for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're talking about 37 weeks in, like she was about to give birth to this child.
I know,
3 weeks.
Women.
Do you think, so after she gets done eating this Chinese food, she's like, oh God, I feel like just complete crap. Gets on Yelp. Starts writing a review. Worst Chinese ever. I'm so bloated. LOL.
delete.
A man called 911 to inform them that he had broken into the Pizza Hut, robbed the place, helped himself to a pizza and a Mountain Dew, and that he was Jesus H. Christ. Turns out he wasn't. His name is Richard. He's 46 years old. He's got some issues, but we have the 911 call. Would you like to hear it?
Let's take a listen.
All right.
High Point 911, what is your emergency?
Yes, this is Jesus Christ, and I just broke into the Pizza Hut. I broke the window in, and I'm here. Jesus is here now. He's back to Earth.
All right. And so you don't work there?
No, I just broke in, had a pizza. I'm Jesus.
And what was your name again?
My name is Jesus.
What's your last name, Jesus?
Christ.
Okay. Yes. And what do you look like?
I look like Jesus.
How'd you get over to the Pizza Hut?
I'm from heaven, sir.
Okay. And did you break a front window?
Yeah, I broke the door window, sir.
And you eat a pizza?
Yeah. Had a Mountain Dew.
If you were wondering,
my God.
What would Jesus do? We all know now. Jesus would do to do.
Dave and Mahoney. Weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Dirty Laundry has quick become one of my favorite segments here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. We always knew that it would be a magical place to send Ian to. A laundromat, people have a little bit of extra time on their hands.
Mm-hmm.
Ian managed to track down laundromats here in Las Vegas that are also bars, which I didn't even know existed before we started doing this. Yeah,
love them.
And the amount of dirty laundry that people are willing to reveal to you while they're either just drinking at these bar laundromats or actually doing their laundry has been staggering.
Oh, it's been unbelievable. And you know what, too? I'm such a nice guy that I'm taking on some of the guilt from these confessions that I'm getting. Like,
really?
I can't stop thinking about the working girl who's gaining weight. I hope she's still out working.
See, yeah. Sympathy.
You know what I mean? And then, like, the lady that cheated on her husband with, like, five guys.
Well, and then the guy last week who would regularly solicit working girls in the bar next to his wife.
There was the guy who slept with his brother's wife or brother's girl. A couple prison ones, too. Let me ask you this, Ian. When it comes to drink prices at the bar laundromat.
Yeah, I like that.
What are their price points?
So I'm usually a Blue Moon drinker. Those are a little bit expensive, $6 or $7.
$7 for a Blue Moon?
It's
like a bar laundromat on Boulder Highway?
I know, but then check
out the strip. Like Bellagio prices. What are you talking about?
Then you get a PBR and it's $3. So I'm
still, that's not a good deal.
I thought it was going to be like something like $2.25. Yes.
Really?
Nickel Tuesdays. Honestly thought that?
They are cash only, though, if that's any indication.
We don't want a trace of anyone being here ever.
You.
All right.
Yes.
All right.
So I was at Boulder Highway yesterday, yet again, at another bar laundromat. I actually had to take a step outside because it was getting a little too smoky in there, and it's really dark, and it was the afternoon. I had stuff to do that day.
There's smoking in the laundromat? Also?
Yeah.
I feel like that's counterintuitive.
Yeah, that is.
Like, if you're trying to clean clothes.
Yeah.
And then when you get home, you put on your brand new, like, clean clothes. It's going to smell like smoke.
Yes.
Doesn't really work. But
something we learn every time. We learn something new about the bar laundromat every time.
Well, we also know they have a strategy for keeping people from loitering outside.
Yeah.
So they have this curb out there, which is perfect sitting height, right?
Okay.
Sort of just sit right down on the
side. Curb.
Yeah, sitting on this. It's almost like a flower box sort of thing.
Yeah,
you know?
Those are the best.
Great to sit on. Well, they didn't want people sitting on them, so they covered them in maple syrup. They poured maple syrup on the curb.
Wouldn't that just...
Flower box... to keep people from sitting in the maple syrup.
They threw a bunch of log cabin on the curb?
I would think that maybe I would just go ahead and sit on the curb and then go inside, take my pants off, do my laundry, and have a beer at the
Am I sitting
bar
on Aunt Jemima's face? Is that what's happening here?
All right, so this next one is the drunkest person you've ever talked to, which is really a feather in the cap for this young lady.
Yes, so this woman was not kicked out of the bar laundromat, but she was kind of shooed away. Mm-hmm. She did order a couple of drinks there, but very intoxicated. And kind of caught me in conversation talking about the radio. So she actually approached me and asked me what I do. And do you know what? Just play it. She's insane, dude.
Dirty Laundry.
I eat music all day long. It's just my ass and I got nothing. Nothing below. Bad to the bone. I'm about to get on the bus, get down Fremont Street, be ready to have my cup. She'll give me a beer, one moment to grab another, and get f***ed up. Ball three. Alcohol and nicotine, and on therapy.
So if you haven't noticed, I'm here with Anonymous. We're outside the bar laundromat.
I get a Jack and Coke. I'll dance for my alcohol.
You got to tell me something you've never told anybody before.
Yeah. Okay, I'm dancing my ass up at Fremont Street, right?
Okay.
The Australian rocker guy goes, hey girl, what's your name? Oh, my name is my bad. Backup singer looks like a Dallas Cowboys shooter goes, well, I wish I had your energy, girl. Where are you training for Gold's Gym? And then some sister goes, I hope you can back that up and ring it like that. I was the sister, I hope you're getting paid for that shit. We're out. And then they bring me the drinks, and I lived in another day. The big, huge drinks. And the guys would give me a rose, and they're giving me the biggest, me up $30 drinks. And I go, yo, yeah, okay, I'm glad to be the entertainment. Now I'm getting paid.
I love you.
I love you too.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
So this is some instant karma for you. Well, maybe not instant. It took a little while to track her down. But a woman was drinking and driving, and she got into a car accident. You're like, oh, that's unfortunate. Except for she ran into a couple of vehicles that did not have any people in them. And instead of staying and writing a note, she decided that she was going to flee the scene.
Of course she did.
So a hit and run while you're drunk. Oh, very responsible.
Not one, but two vehicles.
Okay.
Joke's on her. Her vehicle automatically called 911.
Oh, this is awesome.
Oh.
Yeah, because...
So it must be in a high-end car,
It's a safety feature, right?
Yeah.
And so it calls 911 if you're in an accident to alert the authorities. So that way, if you're injured, you're unable to call 911
it
yourself.
It does it for you.
It recorded the actual accident, and it called 911.
Wow.
And she was trying to flee the scene. And, they found her car, and they're like, well, your car's all jacked up, and here's the 911 audio of you fleeing the scene. And so she got taken to the hospital, treated, and then arrested immediately after that.
Oh, good.
Yep. Because that's the worst, right?
thinking it was like the voice of the car was like Knight Rider.
I was in a parking lot 2 weeks ago, and there was a guy pulling out of a space in a huge, like one of those lifted trucks,
yeah.
And he just ran over the hood of a Nissan Altima. I mean, just smashed it. And he gets out, he's like, ah, because his wife's in the passenger seat, yeah. And you just see her, just like, nah, 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 you idiot. And he's like,
told you I could buy this big stupid truck.
And he like ripped the whole front end of this car off. And the person wasn't, you know, in the parking lot as well. Who knows where they were. And so he, you know, goes through the process of writing a note. It looked like he actually was. And then leaving. But still, the feeling of coming out and your whole... His truck didn't have a scratch on it, by the way.
Of course it didn't.
It was just one of those enormous lifted trucks and just ran over the whole quarter panel and the hood was jacked up. The front bumper was completely ripped off. But if you can just imagine walking out and you're like... my day sucks.
If you are in a, you know, a parking lot accident and you wreck somebody else's car, I don't think leaving a note is acceptable.
You have
to
sit there and wait for
them? I think you've ruined my day. Oh, you get to go about and do your day and everything's fine and dandy. I can't wait around, so I'm going to write a fake note. Probably saying I'm just pretending to write a note anyway. No, your ass needs to stick around. Yeah. I'm sorry. So I can yell at you because... That's what that you know. You have.
Like I said, it looked like he was already getting an earful. He wanted to get out of there as quickly as possible.
You still got to wait, man. You still got to wait. That's a douche move.
Would you wait?
Yeah, I would.
Would you?
I would wait.
100%. 100%.
I would not.
Why don't I feel like the rules are reversed? Like I feel like you would wait and you wouldn't.
Well, it depends where it is.
Because
right?
Dave's an a-hole driver.
I am
man.
Not
that
an a-hole driver.
Yes, you are.
Yes, he is.
You're an awful driver.
Really?
Yes, you back into all sorts of stuff.
How many less tickets do I have than you?
Less tickets? The last person to get a ticket around these parts was you.
Was it?
Yeah.
No.
That's right.
It wasn't. I haven't had a speeding ticket in 10 years, man.
When we were down in Houston, two different people ran into you because you're an awful driver. You backed into my brother's car.
No,
you're a terrible driver, man.
What are you talking about? Your brother parked a car illegally in the driveway.
No, it was not illegally. He parked a car in the driveway.
He did not have a permit for the driveway.
You hit it while it was parked?
Yes. Mahoney just one morning wasn't paying attention. Just bam! Backs right into his car.
Because
and then he blames my brother.
I do.
My brother and him were roommates down in Houston, and he's like, how dare you park a car in the driveway?
Matt parked in front of the house every single
day. That doesn't mean that you shouldn't turn around or... No, it's your car's backup cameras. And sensors.
Why you gotta be bringing up old stuff?
Hey, right? Not old stuff. I think it's current.
Camera.
Still.
Yeah, it was not that long.
Didn't get a ticket for that. We traded that car in. He didn't even get pinged for it.
Well, but still, you we're talking about who's a bad driver
you
here.
You are a
you're
bad
the,
driver.
You're the last person to back into somebody. You're the last person to get into an accident at your fault.
No. Yes. None of those were my fault.
That was definitely your fault.
This is why
I got hit by a guy who was even an American citizen who had no papers
and
or insurance and then ran off. You know, it's not. That's my fault because I got rear-ended.
That was not your fault.
Okay,
I'm just saying. The last accident that was at fault was you backing into a parked car.
See, this is why I think that he would not stay around.
Did you run into a car at Red Rock?
No, I don't know what you're talking about. Uh-huh. No, I did run into a car at Red Rock, and I did leave a note. But I mean, they're in a casino. I don't know how long they're going to be in there. They could be on they could be staying overnight. Am I supposed to sit there for? It's a casino,
yes.
Man.
You go in there, you get on the PA. You're like, hey, who drives a 1997?
No, I didn't even mess up their car. Just jacked up my car. Yeah. I just still left the note.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, sorry, I backed into your car, and your car wrecked mine. I'm going to need your insurance.
Yeah, I need you to send me your insurance. Yeah. Your car assaulted mine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I mean, if it was a grocery store, sure, because you know they're coming out. But like in a casino, what are you supposed to do? Like if they're staying overnight, what if they don't come out for 2 days?
See, I think I would just leave a note.
Yeah. Like, call
I'm
me.
I'm not going to stick around.
Let's not make this a bigger
deal. And plus, I'm not going to be a jerk and like give false information.
Yeah, no, that's...
Likely story.
That's a dirtbag move.
Mm-hmm. Of course it is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mahoney.
I wait. That's what a good responsible person. That's what a good responsible person.
No, you don't wait. You back into other people's cars and then you somehow figure out a way to blame them.
Man, who parks in a driveway?
Everyone.
When you
literally
park,
everyone.
Your parking spot
everyone
is in front of the house.
Everyone parks in driveways. That's what driveways are for.
Parked in front of the house for a year and then
literally
one day
every person ever has parked in a driveway.
No.
That's what you
but
do.
You don't
in
park
driveway.
In the driveway when that's not your parking spot.
Really?
That's on you.
Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
So the impulse purchase, Sylvia, is something that I would say is a significant part of your life.
Yes.
I've been sitting across from you many times here in the studio where you've been doing some online shopping.
Yeah.
And you're like, I wasn't even planning on buying this, but then click, 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 click. And
it just happens.
Yeah, it happens. It's all right. The top five impulse buys that we make. Number five, shoes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Number four, takeout food and delivery.
Is that an impulse buy?
Not really.
That's normally pretty deliberate for me. I'm going to get food, I'm going to get food.
Yeah, because I mean, I'm hungry.
If I'm driving by like a Raising Cane's and I'm like, you know, like, I'm like, oh, well, and I smell it, then I'll like turn in or something like that. But I think
household items, number three.
Like frames or anything for
knives?
My wife would certainly classify.
Do that.
Like she'll just go to Target and she's like, I'm not going to Target for what I need. I'm going to go to Target and Target will tell me what I need. Like, what?
Guide me, Target.
Called Target because they're targeting your ass to come spend your money.
Yes, go spend my money.
I agree with that. I bought, like, I was at Costco and I bought a stupid Vitamix like 4 years ago. I have used that thing one time. It's like the world's greatest blender. I'm like, but why do I didn't have a blender before. My life was just fine.
Yeah.
You see this demonstration, like, it can chop anything up.
You're
in
like,
just
I
second.
Need to chop all sorts of stuff up. I need it.
And now it's
for
just,
when you're dealing with stress.
It just sits on my counter. doing nothing.
Relieve stress.
Number two, clothing.
It's so bad.
Yeah.
It's really, like, during the like the holidays when they had all these Black Friday sales. Oh, dude. It was bad.
And food and groceries is number one. So, you know, that can be anything from like candy at the register. You know, I'll like get whatever, mints or Tic Tacs, or my kid always makes me buy something.
Ice cream. Yeah.
Walmart has the, they have the freezer in front of theirs.
That's actually, Star Nursery has that.
Well, on a hot day?
On a hot day. Like you're buying stuff for like to work outside, to plant stuff or whatever it is.
Why do I need Little Debbie cakes and strawberry shortcake ice cream bars right next to a tree?
You're like, but.
It makes sense.
I'm working outside. It's hot. I'm going to burn the calories off anyways. Treat yourself.
Although, you know what? If you're going to give yourself that explanation, like, I'll take it.
156 impulse purchases every year is the average.
That seems low.
Well, that's the average. So I would say that out of 356 days a year, how many would you say that you're making? Oh, God, all of them. They say over the course of your life, on average, so you would be on the low end of this, I'm sure, $324,000 on impulse purchases.
I was really bad at Sephora, too.
Yeah. That seems low.
Yeah.
I feel like everything I buy 99% of the time is an impulse buy. I don't really need it. I am an advertiser's dream. I have come so close so many times to buying one of those stupid Peloton bikes. Like, literally, like, I have been moments away. I'm on the website.
They're sharing it. The couple is sharing it.
Yeah.
And if we ever have a kid, the kid will sit on the tricycle and watch you ride it, babe.
It's $2,000, first off.
And then you have to pay a monthly subscription
fee. $50 every month.
Right.
And I have never ridden a spin bike in my entire life, but I feel like, I need that. That will get me in shape.
No. Spin bike seats are the worst
don't do
thing
that.
In the world.
They suck.
It hurts my grundle just thinking about it.
I bought a treadmill that I never use that my girlfriend uses.
How much did that thing cost you?
Because I also have the problem. Not only am I a bad impulse buyer, I don't want to buy things twice. So I always want to buy the best of whatever it is.
That can be dangerous.
Yeah, like
you're one of those shoppers where you just get the more expensive thing intentionally because you're like, well, it has to be better quality, right? Yeah.
Like I said, I am a marketer's dream. Yeah. I am the biggest sucker out there.
But see, I bought a treadmill too, just out of impulse because I was like, oh, I'm going to work out and I'm going to be using that. Not a treadmill. It was like the elliptical.
You bought an elliptical?
I brought an elliptical, Jesus. And I was like, I'm going to be working out, and this is my favorite. I'd rather have this over the treadmill. I have not used it.
Not at all.
Not really.
How long ago did you buy it?
Like 3 years ago.
And it's been used?
Maybe twice.
Wow. You're averaging less than once a year.
Doing better than me. I've had that treadmill for 5 years.
Yeah, and you've used it how many times?
Two times.
Twice. All right.
There's nothing worse than, like, at least when you're in a gym, you can, like, look at other people and you could judge them. And so you're, like, not thinking that you're walking on a treadmill.
Yeah.
But, like, when you're at home and it's just you and you're in a room.
Staring directly at a wall.
When you're working out with, like, other people, you, like, low-key have a competition.
Okay.
So, like, who can do better?
I got you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or at least, like, look at these idiots.
Yeah.
Or look at that ass.
But we just...
we really know what you're talking about, Mahoney.
We're just looking at yourself in the mirror.
At Planet Fitness, like, look at that ass.
Gosh, he squats a lot.
That chick's out of shape. Oh, wait, that's me.
Dave and Mahoney. Weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Dirty Laundry.
Dirty Laundry is a relatively new feature here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Ian will go out and chat with people at laundromats around Las Vegas. And for whatever reason, Ian really likes to skeeze it up. He likes to find the shadiest laundromats that he can. And you found one over on Boulder Highway, right?
Yes, I did.
And you've become a bit of a pseudo-celebrity over there in just a couple of visits.
Just a couple of visits. That's all it takes over there.
Last time you met the world's greatest guitarist, I believe?
Yes, his name was Bruce. Unfortunately, yeah. He was so drunk.
He fell over.
Yeah, he fell over. So
also met a working gal.
Yeah, also met a working gal. Yeah. Hope she's not in jail right now.
Okay. Well, when she goes to jail, she gains weight.
Eating lots of candy.
Yeah.
Which I did find out you can get in jail.
No kidding.
You can get candy in jail. Yeah, get candy in jail, man.
You can get candy in jail? That was awesome.
I remember my time back there, man, and the poke.
All right, so this particular stop yesterday when you went out, and the whole premise is that you go to these laundromats and you'll offer to pay for people's laundry, but the idea is to get them to reveal some of their own dirty laundry to you, right?
Yeah, definitely. So I usually just start it as a regular conversation. I just approach them very nicely. I usually apologize about it, and we just kind of get to talking, and then I realize that this person's probably got some secrets. So that's when I'll drop the line, hey, got any dirty secrets? And then they usually tell me, which is kind of cool. This guy approached me and he asked me for money, and I said, well, I usually approach people for their dirty secrets. This guy,
he was a panhandler.
He was a panhandler. Oh, okay. Told me about a time he got a DUI.
Dirty Laundry.
All right, well, first here, I'll intro this. Okay, I'm here with Anonymous. We are outside the laundromat. Anonymous, how are you today?
Yes, my name is, and I actually got stopped by the cops yesterday. I was walking to the dispensary. I came out the dispensary. Lucky I didn't light it up. I took it out of the container, the marijuana, and a cop rolled up by me and stopped me, and he told me that is not supposed to be out of the container, concealed. So he wrote me a ticket, and I went to court, and it got it dropped.
All right, so you got a dropped marijuana charge.
Yes.
You gotta have something better than that.
That's all I got.
You've never been arrested before?
Yeah, I got arrested for a DUI, but I wasn't driving. I was walking.
What?
I was on medication, and they said that I'm not allowed to walk because on the sidewalk, a lot of cars, because I could get hit by a car on my medication.
So they gave you a DUI?
Yes, a DUI.
Was that in the state of Nevada?
Yes, it was here, Las Vegas.
Were you walking pretty recklessly?
No, I was walking normal.
What kind of meds were you on?
Just Valium.
Just Valium?
Yes, just Valium.
And you got a DUI?
Yes.
All right.
That is impressive.
How
shocking.
Is that even possible?
Shocking.
That can't be true, right?
He got a driving under the influence.
No.
Walking.
While walking.
If anybody else has heard of that,
yes,
731-00, text us.
I mean, you can get a DUI on a bike, on a horse.
But those are vehicles, not walking.
Yeah.
You're not driving. You're walking. It'd be like a WUI. It'd be a wooey.
Wooey.
Dave and Mahoney. Weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Dirty Laundry.
You know, laundromat is really kind of a unique, special place, right? I mean, when people are hanging out there waiting for their clothes to get done, they have a little bit of extra time on their hands. And that's what led to this segment is Ian loves talking to people. And he always looks for people that are in interesting environments. And people at the laundromat tend to have a lot of interesting stories. We found that over these past couple of months that we've been doing this.
And we've discovered something new that we didn't know previously existed. The bar and laundromat combination, which really interesting people tend to do their laundry and spend quite a bit of time at.
And this is over on Boulder Highway, right, Ian?
Yes, it is.
Good. So
there's multiple bar laundromats on Boulder Highway.
But this is in a dicier part of town. That's fair, right?
That's fair. Yeah. I would say that, yes. Many of the patrons have told me that shouldn't go around there at night. I usually go during the day or like the evening, but they said once the sun goes down, that is a whole different ballgame out there.
Try to avoid that. We don't.
I'll try.
We don't want you to
die. We don't want you to die.
You almost got kidnapped last week.
Yeah. I did.
Yeah.
Mostly because we don't want to have to go out there ourselves.
I know.
Yeah, that would be terrible. Jesus. This next one is called Wild Bill.
Yes. Now, I have heard about this guy from multiple people on Boulder Highway. They say, you got to talk to Wild Bill. He's been out here for so long. So I go in there and I see this man, and he just has a really long goatee.
Mm-hmm.
He's got some pretty sick sunglasses on.
Hell yeah.
All right.
Inside?
Inside.
Hell yeah.
Inside. And the bartender is serving him what looks like pitcher-sized drinks. This guy was drinking, like, pitchers of hard alcohol, it looked like.
Wow.
Yeah, so, but he gets treated...
Like he would serve, like, a summertime lemonade?
Exactly.
Ooh.
He was getting those size drinks, and turns out that Bill has been around the neighborhood for quite some time, and here we are again with some more vigilante justice.
Okay. Wild Bill, Dirty Laundry.
Dirty Laundry.
I have found Wild Bill.
How you doing, man?
Now, I hear you're kind of king of the neighborhood out here.
I've been around here 23 years. What secret do I mine or the whole street? I've known every hooker on this street. You know, you can get them from $9.95 with no keys all the way up to $60. Back in the day, this street, people take Fremont's tough. This is a tough street right here. If you want good drugs, this is probably the best place in town to come get them. Back in the day, we had the best speed in town over here.
Oh. Now, is that your drug of choice, speed?
Speed, yeah.
Now, you ever gone down for speed?
No. I've not gone down for any kind of drugs.
What have you gone down for, then?
Assault, violence, stuff like that.
Who'd you beat up, Bill?
Well, people who needed it. People who abused women, dogs, old people, kids, and stuff like that. Those that can't protect themselves, I'm there for them.
And one more question, Bill. When was the last time you did some good speed?
Well, I'm clean and sober.
Oh, good for you. How long?
I've been clean for a year and a half. I'm sober about, I'm going on my second week.
Congratulations, Bill.
Thank you.
That's awesome, man.
He is like a Boulder Highway superhero.
That's right.
Awesome. Wild Bill is the man.
I thought you said that he was getting served pitcher-sized drinks of alcohol.
He was.
Well, then how is he sober?
Is he sober?
Well, if he wasn't drunk,
oh.
You can drink.
Oh, yeah. I see.
Yeah.
And you know what? When you're Wild Bill, you set the rules.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Enjoy a better smile every day.
It's Invisalign Theater.
If you've never had the joy of putting an Invisalign tray in your mouth, it really cranks your teeth. It's just like when you go get your braces tightened, if you had those when you were younger. Really hurts for a day or two. You know, it really puts extra pressure on your teeth. And what most people don't know is that it makes it difficult to talk as well, right, Mahoney?
Yeah, as a person who talks for a living, it was not the best idea to get them because it does impede my speech quite a bit.
Yeah, and specifically when you put the new ones in, that's when it really cranks. That makes it hardest to talk, and your tongue is hitting the back of your teeth like when you normally talk, but it's doing it at weird times, and so you end up talking with a bit of a lisp in many cases, and that creates Invisalign theater, which is, we always try to choose scenes that are dramatic and that people will know. Well, this one is a special one, and normally, we have the joy of kind of going back and forth on these a little bit. Today's feature, though, is all you, Mahoney, and this is a scene that we've all seen before. It's probably been a little while, but Tom Hanks talking with his volleyball Wilson from Castaway.
And what is your point? Well, we might just make it. Did that thought ever cross your brain? Well, regardless, I would rather take my chance out there on the ocean than to stay here and die on this whole island, spending the rest of my life talking to a damn volleyball!
Wilson! Wilson!
I can barely wait.
I really don't think that it's so fair excited. Today to give me a monologue of this magnitude because, one, I'm sick. I am recovering from, monstrous sinus issues. and I'm, you know, I've got sepacols in my mouth, my throat's raw, and you're going to make me perform this emotional scene by myself.
That should give you like more motivation to just be better.
I can't even feel my tongue right now. My tongue is numb. I don't even have the Invisalign in. I've got a sepacol in my mouth.
Well, let's get that Invisalign in. No more excuses. It's time for you to perform in front of the Las Vegas audience on this stage. We call the Dave Mahoney Morning Show.
Oh, my God. There's just a clicking.
All right.
Just take a moment. Just get ready.
But I'm not going back up there. There, you see? There. Are you happy? Do you have to keep bringing that up? Can't you just forget it? You were right! You were right! It was a good thing that we did a test, because it wasn't going to be a quick little snap. I would have landed on the rocks, broken my leg, or my back, or my neck, bled to death. But it was the only option that I had. At time, it was what, a year ago? So let's just forget it. And what's your point? Well, we might just make it. Did that thought ever cross your brain? Well, the wrong is, I would rather take my chance out there on the ocean than to stay here and die on this butthole island, spending the rest of my life talking to a damn volleyball! Shut up! Wilson! I'm sorry, Wilson! I'm sorry!
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Look, we all make mistakes in life, some of them bigger than others. These would probably top out for these guys that made these mistakes. My guess is when you think back on your life and the biggest mistakes that you made, probably somewhere near the top of the list for both of these individuals. First up is an Alaska man who accidentally shot himself in the leg while cutting down a tree.
What? Oh.
This is in lovely Juneau, Alaska.
Okay.
Police received a call about 2 p.m. of a man with a gunshot wound to his upper thigh. He was cutting down a tree on Shelter Island when his gun that was in his pocket accidentally went off and shot himself right in the leg.
Oh, man.
It was a .357 revolver.
Oh.
Ow.
Oh.
The gun appears to have been carried loose in a pocket when it went off. What are you doing, man? Another person who was with the man called for help. He was taken to the hospital in good condition. So that's good. Good news.
That is.
Do we know what kind of tree it was?
No.
Did he yell Timber when he fell off the tree?
Timber!
What's his name? Tim?
Timber.
Probably, if you have a .357, why don't you just try to cut down the tree with the gun?
Just shoot it three times. Like, it'll fall over. Yeah. This one also probably at the top of the list, not quite as, well, maybe just as life-threatening. Actually, you know what? Probably more life-threatening. A drunk tourist had a rough night, and he got lost on his way back to his hotel. Who hasn't been there before?
You know, you're too drunk to work the maps. You may be in a foreign country.
Here in Las Vegas, we see people sleeping in the bushes all the time.
Well, you get these tourists who think that they can walk, you know, from Mandalay Bay to the stratosphere.
Well, you're like, oh, it's right there. I can see it. It's close. It's a huge building, man.
I've been that guy before.
Yeah, we all have.
You know.
I got lost in the parking lot behind MGM.
Did you take a nap?
Do you remember that story?
When you fell over the fence and lost your phone?
Fell over the fence, lost my phone, ripped my pants, and I had to ride a moped with a guy to the MGM parking lot.
Just the old Dumb and Dumber is hanging onto the back.
God bless that, whoever that guy was on whoever that moped.
Do you think he's listening right now?
I don't think that guy's alive anymore.
God bless you, sir.
No.
You were a saint.
So this 30-year-old tourist, had a little more to drink than probably he should, and he had a short walk back to his hotel room, and he not so quickly realized, but everyone else quickly realized in hindsight that he'd gone the wrong way.
Okay.
Oh, no.
A local newspaper reported that he seemed not to notice that he had taken a wrong turn and was headed up the mountainside until it was too late. By the time 2 a.m. rolled around, he realized that he had made a terrible mistake. But through sheer luck, he stumbled across a bar and restaurant that was halfway up the mountain at an altitude of 2,400 meters.
So that's what, six? That's like 7,000
feet? Almost 7,500 feet.
Holy cow.
The tipsy tourist forced his way into the closed bar and restaurant and then decided, I'm going to bunker down here for the night.
Smart idea.
Oh, yeah.
Being the responsible guy that he is, he makes sure to drink two bottles of water to help his hangover the next morning because he didn't want to, you know, be too hungover the next day, which were sitting beside him when he was found. Local police said that he'll be fine for his drunken escapade, but he will not be charged.
But isn't that like, you know, a kind of like, oh my God, I did this. I climbed up a mountain.
It's like an accomplishment.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, I went on vacation, got drunk, climbed a mountain. It's like normally they're on two
like
separate days.
If he were sober, he wouldn't have climbed the mountain.
Right,
he doesn't know his own strength.
7,500 feet.
All the calories he burned.
That's right, yeah.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
The sweet sounds of a laundromat.
Dirty Laundry.
All right, Dirty Laundry, one of our favorite new features here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Our very own Ian heads out to laundromats around town, has conversations with people that are hanging out there at the laundromat, normally just taking care of business, getting their laundry cleaned up and fluffed up and ready to go. Tell us who you're talking to in this first one.
This particular gentleman, it definitely seemed like he had a past. Let me tell you, he was very open to telling me this story. You could tell he was thinking a little bit beforehand as to what story he wanted to tell me.
Because he had plenty.
Yes. All right. And he chose this one. Crack is involved.
Crack is involved. Stolen car is involved.
Beaver, Utah.
Beaver, Utah is involved.
That's an actual place?
Yeah, it is.
Dirty Laundry.
All right, so this is anonymous. Well, first and foremost, how are you today?
Oh, man, I'm good, bro.
You're good? Are you dropping off the laundry?
Oh, yeah, man. Do a little wash and fold, you know.
Do you always come to this laundromat?
I'm actually in from out of town. Just randomly hit this spot.
Where are you from?
Washington State.
Well, welcome. Now, let's leave some secrets here, man. What do you got for me? You got to have something. I don't know you. You don't know me. That's it.
Well, check it out like this. This is how it went down. For my 18th birthday, my pops bought me and my buddy a bus ticket to Arizona. Long story short, we started working for Labor Ready, man. Got addicted to crack. Had to My buddy who was with me and got the bus ticket with me, he decides he's getting out of there. So he steals his little Volkswagen Rabbit. It's like a 1990 piece of, you know, just a junker. Grabbed the duffel bag, threw it in the Volkswagen Rabbit. Boom, we're on our way, right? We're doing pretty good. We're panhandling and stuff. We're like, we got full gas. We got a little bit of, you know, weed to smoke, whatever, We're doing pretty good. We get to Beaver, Utah, man. Boom, disco's behind us. We're like, oh, we're going to jail for life here. We're going to jail for life, right? So, cops pull us over, man. We're standing on the side of the road, make us come out of our shoes. Search us all the way down. I tell the man, he's like, you know, the plates on this thing belong to a Ford Ranger. Like, what's the deal with this car? And I was like, I was just quick with it. I was like, you know, hey, I bought it from this dude on the road in Phoenix. He was just on the side of the road. I gave him $250. So the man says, all right, man. Well, he impounds the car. We go see social services in the morning. I explained to him my story. They said, well, if you can come over to bill of sale, we'll give you the car. You know, we'll help you get it out. So I was like, well, do you have a piece of paper and a pen? And I walked across the room, wrote a bill of sale. Bring it back to him and say, here you go, ding dang. So they said, okay, cool, man, here you go. So they hooked us up with this food voucher for $60, hooked us up with a hotel voucher so we could stay the night at a hotel, got our car out of the impound, put the car in my name, gave us a $60 gas voucher. So we left there fully rested, full bellies, with some food to spare, full gas, and I now own this vehicle.
What?
Insane.
Was he driving the car?
Yes, it was in the lot? He was driving that car still. Unbelievable.
What is happening?
So illegal, but totally.
And what is going on with Utah? Like, I applaud them for being so
very generous and
very
nice.
Helpful in getting people back on their feet. But I mean, he walked across the room and wrote it on a piece of paper. It's not a real bill of sale.
That's what he did. And he stole a car that was already stolen. And then wound up owning the car.
That's better than already stealing car that hasn't been stolen, right?
I guess.
If you steal a car from somebody who stole that car,
they kind of deserve to have it stolen from them.
You're in the right. It's like two wrongs make a right in that particular instance.
He's like the Robin Hood of Volkswagen rabbits.
The original person who had their car stolen, their car's already gone.
It's already gone.
He's not doing it to them.
Oh, man. And
I will say, another interesting part of that story is that for his 18th birthday, his dad bought him a one-way Greyhound bus ticket from Washington State to Arizona.
His dad pretty much bought him a crack addiction.
Yeah. Neat.
Wow.
So, what a birthday gift.
Oh, yeah.
Would you say another nice gentleman off air?
Yeah, actually. Extremely.
How do you get these people to talk to you?
That is quite the story. That is a serious crime that you just admitted to.
Unbelievable.
Yes.
You heard me. I'm quite convincing.
All right. Like, I can't talk to
you
people.
You just walked up to a stranger and got him to admit to being hooked on crack,
stealing a car,
and then falsifying a bill of sale.
Yeah.
And he had the car in the parking lot.
Dude, that's just another Wednesday for me. Don't worry about it.
All right. So here we go. One final one.
Oh, man. Now this one.
There's a reason why we're finishing with this one.
Oh, man. It was Valentine's Day yesterday. Yep. Just want to preface that.
Love was in the air.
Yes, it was. Ooh. I walked right past these guys. Didn't notice a thing.
Mm. We'll just leave it at that.
Yeah.
Have a listen.
Dirty Laundry.
All right. So it's still at West Flamingo Fluff and Fold, and I'm here with Anonymous. So is this your first time at this laundromat?
Yeah.
What would you rate your experience from a scale of 1 to 10?
11.
11.
Yeah. All right. So you've been here a couple months. You sell pot.
Yeah. Got out here from selling pot. Made about a lot of money and good amount of money. It all off, and then I'm back to selling pot. We're van homeless. It's like it's a temporary transition.
But we have shelter.
Yes.
See, but that's so funny because other people would call that just hipster now. Everybody's living in vans.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're pretty. Yeah, we're just hippies, honestly.
Could be vanless.
Yeah, it could be vanless.
All right, I want to hear some dirty. Like something you've never told anybody before. And I think you mentioned something to me earlier. What the hell just went down in there?
Well, I just got a in a laundromat, so yeah.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
And of course, you were the one giving. Now, is that your first experience on a laundromat?
Yeah.
Like that?
Yeah.
Wait. So well-lit laundromat, middle of the day, and she just went and did her thing, huh?
Yeah, she expressed her love for him.
That's his girlfriend?
That's his girlfriend.
Or did they?
Why didn't they just go out to their van?
You have a van!
You have a van right there. Why do you need to do it in the laundromat?
I'm trying to do laundry in here!
Scale of 1 to 10, how attractive of a couple were they?
1 to 10, I would give them maybe...
Be honest.
5.5.
Okay.
No, just because they're probably listening right now, because I told them, because they live in a van. You know what I mean?
You don't want to be mean.
But I don't want to be mean, but
let's not pretend like this.
Yeah, you guys are so.
Tom Brady and Giselle.
Yeah, no. I would give them like 5.5. They were very nice.
Okay.
They were very nice, but definitely made me weary of everybody in the laundromat after that.
I would guess so.
Oh, yeah.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
So what is the worst thing that you can wear on a date?
Flip-flops.
Assless chaps.
Okay, assless chaps didn't make the list, but flip-flops kind of did. Here are the things that are
did
the worst.
A full-body onesie for a man.
Not on the list. Not
you know
on the
what,
list.
That would
the
be
share
a turn-off.
The share body thong that we mentioned earlier on in the show.
The one that Bossy Rossi likes to rock?
Yeah.
It's not that.
If I could turn back time.
It's my share. It's really good.
Wait, do it again.
If I could turn back time.
Do you have that audio? I know I saw you record me when I was reading. You son of a bitch. I'm reading a kid just at an elementary school trying to do a Grover voice, and all my voices somehow turn into a southern accent for whatever reason. Because I don't do voices.
He sounded like a cracked out Grover from Mississippi. He's like,
you gotta be animated with the little kids, man.
Don't turn the page.
And that's how you talk?
Yeah, that's how he talked. It was pretty great. So I filmed him. I'll put that up at Dave Mahoney on Instagram. So here are the things you should not wear on a date. Okay. Super tight shirts. Because especially here in Vegas, like you see those guys all the time.
Yeah.
They're on vacation and they're feeling good, but like you really shouldn't feel that good.
Yeah.
I know that like when you cut that angle and you look at yourself in the mirror, you look good, but then to the rest of us,
you have to always
a little tight.
You always have to be in that angle.
Low-rise pants.
For guys or girls?
Well, probably for guys. For girls, you're like,
Do you wear low-rise pants, Ian? You're a skinny dude.
Can you get what is low rise pants?
It's just
what
the ones that are lower on your crotch area.
Yeah.
Yes, I think I'm wearing a pair right now.
Stand up.
Okay. Oh man, you guys are
gonna turn around for daddy.
All right.
Oh my god.
Right. Pull up your shirt. I don't think. No, those aren't low. Those aren't low rise.
I don't know. That was a lot of happy highway that we saw there.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Geez, good lord, what is going on with that thing, man? You saw that too, Sylvia?
I did.
Good lord.
What, man?
Hey. It's like the highway to hell.
Why are you body shaming me? Don't do that.
You look amazing.
Thank you.
Live your best life.
Hey, worst thing you could wear on a first date? Dave Mahoney super soft t-shirt.
Oh. Come on. Oh. Wow.
Sorry, I had to.
Makes for a good cleanup.
Come on.
Makes for a good cleanup rack. All right, real quickly here. Got the audio of Mahoney doing his Grover impression at the elementary school. We participated in Nevada Reading Week. And if you missed the story earlier, it's pretty funny. We walked into the final classroom of the day as kindergartners, and a girl goes, "Look, there's two fat guys here." Which is mortifying in and of itself. We're like, "Why, you little."
Did you suck it in?
Yes, well, I did. I definitely did. I was like, what are you talking about?
To be fair, Dave, you know, those were kids who were like, what, 5 years old? Yeah. Four or five years old. And they were sitting down. So
at gut level,
they're
yeah.
Right at
yeah.
gut
level. It was just a bad angle.
Yeah, it's a bad angle.
It's like when you get a camera angle and you're shooting up. Yeah, that's what it is.
It's like when you're on your iPhone and you accidentally do the flip around of the camera. You're like, oh, God, look at all those chins. What is wrong? Ugh. But anyway, so we did Nevada Reading Week at John Bonner Elementary School. A lot of fun to do.
Mm-hmm. Great school.
But we had this book that we were reading to the younger classes. And
it's called There's a Monster at the End of This Book.
And it stars Grover. Mm-hmm. And it turns out, spoiler, Grover is the monster.
Oh, God, Dave. Wow. Too soon.
Mahoney was doing his impression of Grover.
I don't do voices.
It's categorically awful. It somehow is Southern Junkie Grover.
I'm reading to these kids, you know, because they actually wanted us to read the book twice.
Yeah. So we finished the book, and the kids are like, again.
They were that enthralled with it. Yeah.
And so he hands it over to me, and I'm going through it, and I'm trying to be animated while doing it.
And you were really giving it your all. I commend you for your effort.
But while I'm doing it, I like out of the side of my eye, I see Dave whip out his iPhone. I'm like, this son of a, record me right now.
Here is here's the audio of Mahoney reading.
Do not turn any more pages. We will never get to the end of this book. And that's good, because there's a monster at the end of this book. So please do not turn the page.
You are a superstar, man.
Uh-huh.
Southern, but it's, I don't know.
It's like an old Southern lady.
Am I Boss Hogg from the Dukes of Hazzard?
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free, there's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. Out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.